Part 6, Chapter 6. At evening, when he opened the cage, Turl sounded excited.
Tell your horses and females goodbye, animal. Tomorrow at dawn, we're going on a long trip.
Johnny stopped with his arms full of the firewood he had been taking in.
How long?
5 days a week. It depends. Why do you want to know?
I have to leave them food. A lot of things.
Oh,
said Turl indifferently.
Am I going to have to stand here and wait?
He made up his own mind. He locked up the cage again and turned on the juice.
I'll come back later.
He rumbled off, hurriedly. Well, here it goes, Johnny told himself. What devilry was going to take place now? Fortunately, that day he had gotten a fat young bull. He swiftly went about his work. He quartered it and rolled up 2 quarters in the hide, putting it outside the door.
Chrissy!
He called.
Put me together enough smoked meat for a week. Also, think about what you'll need for that time.
You're leaving?
Was there a trace of panic in Chrissy's voice?
Just for a little while.
Both girls looked apprehensive. They seemed so forlorn in there, Johnny cursed to himself.
I'll be sure to come back. Get busy with the food.
He inspected Blodgett's wound. Blodgett could walk now, but torn muscles had ended her running days. The grazing problem for the horses was a little rough. He did not want to turn them loose, but he couldn't stake them to a week's grazing all in one spot. He finally settled it by letting them loose, but instructing Patty to call them to the barrier a couple of times a day to talk to them. Patty promised she would. He prepared a belt pouch with flint and tinder, cutting glass, and a few odds and ends. He folded up a complete suit of buckskins. He made a pack of these and 2 kill clubs. When Turl came back later in the evening and opened the cage door, Johnny rapidly moved in what Chrissy would need. She could smoke beef and work with hides. It would keep them busy. He took the packet she had prepared.
You will be all right, Johnny?
She asked. He didn't feel like smiling, but he smiled.
I'll make it my first business in all cases. Now don't you worry. Put some of that tallow on Patty's neck and it will help the chafing.
Come on!
Said Turl irritably, outside the cage.
How do you like the glass to cut things with?
It is very good if you don't cut yourself.
Well, be careful.
Hey!
Said Turl. Johnny gave Patty a kiss on the cheek.
Now you take good care of your sister, Patty.
He put his arms around Chrissy and hugged her.
Please don't worry.
Come out of that cage!
Said Turl. Chrissy's hand trailed down Johnny's arm. He drew away until only their fingers were touching.
Be careful, Johnny.
Tears were rolling down her cheeks. Turl yanked him out and banged the cage door behind him. While Johnny closed the wood barrier, Turl turned on the juice.
At dawn, I want you down at the landing field ready to go. Personnel freighter 91. Wear decent clothes and boots that won't stink the ship up. Bring your air pump and plenty of bottles and an extra mask. Is that understood, animal?
He rumbled off, practically trotting. Turl was a busy fellow these days. The ground shake died out. Later, Johnny picked some wild flowers and berries in the dark and tried to throw them between the bars, but the electric current simply arced and sizzled them before they could get through. It made things seem even worse. He went to bed at last, dispirited, certain that the future was going to be very rough, if not fatal.